Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany, Year A. Our readings for today, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 to 20. Psalm 119, verses 1 to 8, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 9, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 21 to 37. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, we have come to hear your word, to sing your praises, and to be nurtured in our faith, and to learn more of you. But though we call you Lord, your greatness is beyond our understanding. Your truth exceeds the reach of our minds. Your love far outstrips anything we know as love before. We pray for your people, that together we may receive all that you are longing to give us. In Jesus' name, Amen. We have for him Majesty, and we continue to hear from our national instrument, the steel pan. Let us pray. We pray the collect for the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because in our weakness we can do nothing good without you, give us the help of your grace, that in keeping your commandments we may please you both in will and deed, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Way of Life or The Way of Death. Moses, in what is his farewell address to the children of Israel, liberated slaves after their 40-year journey in the wilderness. In our Old Testament lesson today, from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30, places clearly before them a choice as they are about to enter the land of promise. They have a choice. They can obey the commandments of God and have life and prosperity, or they could disobey God and follow the way of their neighbors and face death and adversity. Moses sets the choice clearly before them. He says, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity." Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. Moses put the choice in detail. He says, "If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways and observing his commandments, decrees and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess." Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 16. Obedience to God's law will be the way of life. They will become numerous, large numbers, to conquer the people living in the land of promise and establish themselves as a nation. Obedience to God's law will bring blessings from God as they enter this new phase of their life as a people. On the other hand, Moses says, "If your hearts turn away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess." Verses 17 and 18. Moses makes it quite clear. Disobedience to God, the worship of the idol gods of their neighbors, will be the way of death. The choice, therefore, is very clear. Moses explains, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses." Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19a. Moses pleads with them in love to make the right choice. He continues, choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him, for that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Verses 19b and 20. For the children of Israel, the choice was clear. Choose to obey the commandments of God, and therefore be on the way of life, or disobey God and be on the way of death. An examination of their story in the Old Testament will indicate that the words of Moses were prophetic. When the children of Israel obeyed the law of God and were true to the covenant, they prospered. They had victory over their enemies. They became a great, united, prosperous nation. For example, during the reign of David and Solomon. When they were disobedient and worshipped the gods of their neighbors, they were defeated. Destruction and death followed. They suffered defeat at the hands of the Assyrians, who conquered the kingdom of Israel, and at the hand of the Babylonians, who defeated the kingdom of Judah, destroyed the temple in Jerusalem, and carried the people into exile. In our psalm today, Psalm 119, the psalmist affirms the position of Moses. The psalmist declares, "Happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep his decrees, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways." Psalm 119, verses 1 to 3. Those who walk in the law of the Lord follow the way of life. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, in the Gospel of Matthew, declares, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill." Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. In fulfilling the law, Jesus invites us to focus on the spirit of the law, the heart of the law, the essence of the law, rather than the letter of the law. In today's Gospel from Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 to 37, Jesus deals with four aspects of the law and invites us to consider the way of life. Fullness of life here and now, and eternal life after this life's journey is over, or the way of death, eternal death. Jesus speaks of murder and anger. Jesus points out that anger, directed and sustained, would lead to murder. He therefore invites his followers to strive to love each other and therefore practice reconciliation. Jesus says, "You have heard it said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' and 'Whoever murders shall be liable to the judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with your brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you shall be liable to the hell of fire." Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22. Jesus invites us to act out of love and to seek reconciliation. He says, "So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Verses 23 and 24. Jesus implores us to come to terms quickly with our accuser to escape the consequences of our transgressions. Jesus continues to point us to the choice between love and lust. Love will prevent us from falling into the sin of adultery, while lust leads to adultery. Jesus warns, "I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Verse 28. Jesus invites us to choose life, even at the risk of important and valuable parts of our body. He says it is better to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. Verses 29b and 30b. Jesus points us to the choice of faithfulness and unfaithfulness. Jesus calls for faithfulness in marriage to avoid the situation of divorce. Faithfulness will avoid divorce and therefore will be the way of life. Unfaithfulness will lead, without reconciliation, will lead to divorce. Jesus also points to the way of life, honesty, and to the way of death, dishonesty or untrustworthiness. He says, "Again, you have heard it said to those in ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth, for it is his footstool." Verses 33 to 35a. Jesus calls his disciples to a high standard of honesty and trustworthiness. He says, "Let your word be yes or no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one." Verse 37. Jesus is placing before us the choice of the way of life or the way of death. If we are to make the choice of life, we have to be faithful to the two greatest commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Acknowledging that this is not an easy task, Jesus in love asks the Father, and the Father has sent us the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, to lead us into all truth. The truth about God, the truth about ourselves, and to lead us and help us to choose the way of life rather than the way of death. Whenever we make the wrong choice, however, and choose the way of death, the Holy Spirit is able to lead us to repentance and back into a right relationship with God. Let us therefore, by the power of the Holy Spirit, choose always the way of life, the abundant life, and by God's grace, we will receive God's gift of eternal life. Amen. Let us pray. God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. Lord, your Son took your commandments and deepened their understanding. transform our hearts to show our love for you by walking more fully in your ways. May we choose your abundant life. God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. Lord, you call your people to be reconciled and to refrain from hateful talk. Bring healing to all places of conflict and division. May your fire and water purge and renew the nations of the earth. God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. Lord, purify your people to look upon one another with respect and honor. Forgive our debased and vulgar abuse of our brothers and sisters. Restore us in your image and dignity. God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. Lord, the weight of broken relationships press upon your people. Break the chains that oppress and bring in your liberation. Set us free to praise your name. God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. Lord, you set before us the hope of life eternal. In this confidence, we entrust to you those who have died. Fulfill your promise of redemption. God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 525, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we ask you to continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Keep us in peace, O Christ, our God, under the protection of your holy and venerable cross. Save us from our enemies, visible and invisible, and count us worthy to glorify you with thanksgiving, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, world without end. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day, this week, and always. Amen. And we invite you to continue to be careful, be safe. Remember, the COVID-19 virus is still with us, and these days before Carnival, there's large crowds, and so we invite you to continue to wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Wear your mask, especially in crowded areas, and keep your distance as far as possible. In fact, we hope that you have protected yourself with the vaccines that are freely available. So we pray that you will have a spiritually rewarding week and continue to experience God's blessings with thanksgiving. We close with the hymn CPWI 497, Blessed Assurance.